Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome to On the Clock with Erin Green. This is actually C.A. Nuri, and I am sitting in for Erin Green. She had an appointment today, and I said, hey, I would do well with the 2 hours. So I'm taking advantage of that. In fact, Erin Green has a guest today, Mr. Salacial Thompson, but he's not in. He's supposed to be talking about independence and a new way forward, an agenda for the Bahamas, and we're supposed to be doing some interrogation of that. But since he's not in, I need to have a show. And this is why talk show hosts always need to have a plan B. And the plan B normally is be open phone line, right? And I said, no, I'm not going to have an open phone line because the Guardian hot. The Guardian newspaper is hot with all kinds of news and things that I was being blogging on my social media page and platform, right? So usually when I blog on my social media platform, Dwight tunes in. Right, he'd start listening, say, okay, Cecil, talk about social media. So let me make sure I'm listening, right? Usually when I'm talking about what's hot trending on social media, Candia, she tunes in. Everybody tends to text me. So I'm kind of excited that I'm by myself today. And I'm kind of excited that all of the people that are in charge should be listening to me at this present time since I'm trending. But today I want to talk about what's happening in the police force. Right. I'm going to be guarded by just reading the papers and then using some commentary. If you care to join me, note that, hey, we're dealing with the police. So you can't be saying salacious things, right? Because I need this little gig I have here on Guardian Radio. And I ain't going to let you jeopardize it. So I can hang up on you quick. Especially if you start saying these salacious rumors and things like that. But I want to have a conversation on what should be happening next. And a conversation on the way forward regarding the police force and dealing with this specific matter and things I'm uneasy with, right? Where I'm going to ask some questions concerning. So that's my topic for today. And I wanted to start with yesterday's Guardian, right? But today's Guardian's hot. Yesterday finished, and I say, okay. Looks like I'm going to start with today's Guardian, and perhaps if time allows me, I'll go back. But that all depends on if Erin Green's guest doesn't show up, and then we have to change the subject altogether and start talking about independence and the way forward regarding that. But let's start. So purchase your Guardian, right? This is, which Guardian this is? That's Monday. So that's Tuesday. SIB probing claims against CID chief. I'd like to start with the CID chief, the head of CID, the Central Investigative Department, right, is our equivalent of what, the FBI inside the United States? So this is a big deal. This is a big person, right? And because he is vested in and is a senior police, not everybody can investigate him. They have procedures and protocols. If you are a chief superintendent, I think that's his title. You need to have a senior chief superintendent or a assistant commissioner of police and above to interrogate him by protocol. The subranks cannot challenge him at all or approach him according to the procedures. And anyone who differs can always call me and disagree. But that's what I've learned with the force, right? I know of if a sergeant of the police station is taking notes or doing an investigation, as soon as the central the CID comes on the scene, they relinquish or abandon now, abdicate their responsibilities to them, turn over, say, hey, I'm turning over to you now because you're the most senior person on. Even if that senior sergeant, right, even if that sergeant has more years or experience than the CID itself, right, the CID itself has that authority. So when I see SIB is going to be responsible for investigating the CID chief, I wonder if that is appropriate. Well, because all of that falls under the same division, no investigation, right? And my question is, should the police be investigating themselves? I thought that was going to be an external investigation. You bring in not even retired police officers. I wouldn't have think that's appropriate. I would have brought in special investigators from definitely Bahamian. I'm not going to entertain foreign. I hear our commissioner say he's going to bring in, or it's in talks with FBI. No, he said FBI. He said UK and American institutions. Right, police officers of some sort, officers. And I was a little uneasy with that because it suggests that we are not independent or matured enough to police ourselves, right? And I believe there are authorities here in the Bahamas that are competent and independent of the police force that can do this investigation, right? Like, because I know the insurance industry have their own investigators who have trained in investigating and interrogating. The defense force of investigators who are trained and interrogating, who are independent of the police force, by the way. The banks have investigators who can interrogate information and procedures, right? That's insurance, that's banks. Even the hotel have investigators who are trained, right? What the Auditor General? The Auditor General, as a professional, his team, and you could construct a team who can interrogate the police force. I am uneasy with the police investigating themselves. I'm particularly uneasy with the immediate supervisor of the chief superintendent. You know, the immediate supervisor, the commissioner of crime, who works intimately and loosely, I would say friends, just loosely, I would say friends, who works intimately with the person who he plans to investigate, right? And I said, that don't make sense. In other industries, when a staff member does something inappropriate, they don't ask the manager of the staff to come and investigate them. They bring the investigators, the security, and security investigator, because we don't know how much, how high it goes, the issue, or how low it goes downward, right? And I find that odd. But let me read the article today, right? So this is The Guardian. SIB probing claims against CID chief, right? Foreign entities to assist in investigation. That's the headline. So the security and intelligence branch, SIB, of the Royal Bahamas Police Force will oversee the investigation launch after the revelation of voice notes involving Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernando announced at a press conference at police headquarters on East Street on Monday. Johnson, who headed the Criminal Investigation Department, remains on garden leave. And of course, garden leave means that he's getting full pay while this investigation is being done, right? Pending the outcome of this investigation, which Fernando assures will not disappear over the back door. I found that entertaining because the voice notes suggest that there are police officers who can make things disappear, right? And this is what the accusation is about, things disappearing. And of course, the COP, Fernando said, he'll assure will not disappear out of the back door. While on garden leave, Johnson will stay away from work while still receiving his pay and benefits. But is stay away from work the same as stay away from your friends and colleagues who you've been working with for decades? I don't know. Anyway, the commissioner said two international entities from the United Kingdom and the United States will also assist in investigating to ensure the probe is independent, impartial, and fair. Let me read that because I'm trying to find out exactly what this international grouping will be doing. They will be coming, remind you, okay, let me read this. The commissioner said two international entities from the United Kingdom and the United States will also assist in the investigation to ensure the probe is independent, impartial, and fair. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Will they be coming down to do the investigation? Will they be observers of the investigation? Or, this is where I think, they will be sent the information, right, to look over. After the Bahamian police, who works with the chief superintendent, send them, do the investigation, they send them information. This will be found. And I kind of uneasy with it. That's just me. But Mr. Ferrando refused to disclose who the international entities are. Interesting. So we just don't know. And then the interpretation of assist and a matter of assist. There's no, seems to be no confirmation of who the entities are. And can they work in the Bahamas? Can they work in the Bahamas without a work permit? I remember when we sent police officers to Turks and Caicos. They had to sign all kind of deals through Ministry of Foreign Affairs and in order to have Bahamian police officers to work in Turks and Caicos. And they right next door. One of them assumed that they just go. So I wonder if whatever these police entities, law enforcement is a better word, law enforcement entities, do we need to have our Ministry of Foreign Affairs make an official application to have these people to come down to work to assist? Or can American police officers or British police officers just come and do what they want? In fact, even on our defense force, the defense force can't come and police. They assist the Royal Bahamas Police Force because their jurisdiction is on the sea. So there always have to be a policeman present when they have these joint efforts, right? Because the police do their job. And even on our ocean, when the Coast Guard is patrolling our waters, assisting in patrolling our waters, there needs to be a Bahamian law enforcement officer, given way in just case it's the defense force officer. There needs to be a Bahamian law enforcement officer on that U.S. boat to arrest and to detain. So when the commissioner of police mentioned that they plan to get assistance from international agencies, right? It didn't specify who they will be. I wonder exactly what their plan is because I thought the media would have asked, be specific, man, tell us who come in. Have you reached out yet? What is the commitment? Are they coming down to the Bahamas? Will they be working in the States and they getting emails and pictures from afar? What exactly is this assistance, right? So continuing the article, which is in The Guardian, says the voice notes have ensnared the CID in corruption claims and have shaken public trust in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. The Bahamians have been concerned for a while, but I understand what the voice notes. We understand fully that this case affects public trust and the confidence within the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the commissioner said. We have made efforts to address this. But assertions like the present case set us back. We cannot let any individual or group drag down the reputation of this noble, and this article continues on page 3. Where is that? Institution. That's where it continues, right? The commissioner said police will limit their comments on the investigation. That means we ain't hear nothing no time soon. To avoid compromising it, results will not come overnight, he said. But rest assured, the investigation is being vigorously pursued. It will not disappear out of the back door. And see, that's easy to say. But after hearing the voice note, I ain't comfortable no more. because voice note suggested whoever's talking on the voice note, right? Say, when people out of the country, I could make things disappear. That's what the voice note say. This is what the argument is about. And I wonder if that is true. So many cases I just forgot about, right? You just don't hear about it no more, right? This is our concern, right? And like I say, I am uncomfortable with the police policing their own. I think we need to get an independent Bahamian body to do this, to be on the case. But that's just me, right? And the Commissioner of Police say he's doing this so we can have confidence. I have no confidence, I try to say. I just don't have the confidence. The commissioner said the police will limit their comments on the investigation to avoid compromising it. Results will not come overnight, he said. But rest assured, the investigation is being vigorously pursued. It will not disappear out of the back door. The matter became public when a Facebook user began sharing audio recordings. The recordings reportedly involve a man identified as a wanted suspect. They purportedly revealed the man in a separate conversation and attempted to negotiate with the two men about turning himself in and what it would, again, all kind of text. Where is it? What it would cost for him to be released. And I think that's where the $100,000 indication came in after he was questioned. Fernandez said he's heard the recordings. We have heard the recordings on the phone calls, on the social media recordings, and the investigation is already underway to determine the reliability. I wonder how they can investigate that when the man is dead. So how do you determine if it's authentic? You would have to interview the people involved or people who you suspect to be involved. And I wonder if they would say, yeah, that's my voice. That's me. I could authenticate that. Anyway, let me continue. We have heard the recordings of the phone calls on social media. And the investigation is already underway to determine reliability. To understand when, where, and by whom they were made. People call me, right? Whom they were made, identify all voices, and explore clues in the surrounding sounds. The commissioner said the Royal Bahamas Police Force has a proud history of service with over 4,000 officers, reservists, and civilians recruited from our communities. Unfortunately, there may be instances where the individuals fall short of our standards of integrity. This is painful, especially if found within senior ranks. Nobody, and I repeat, nobody is above the law. In the recent past, police officers have been brought before the courts, some on very serious charges, and have felt the full force of the law. Fernandez said investigation must be thorough and fair, stressed that every individual is presumed innocent. So I telling you now, I presume the chief superintendent is innocent at this present time until proven guilty. He said the team from SIB, and I wonder, what is SIB? The SIB I know is one, if I want to get a government job, right? They go and then search my background. They go to my neighborhood and say, hey, you know C.A. Nuri? And they say, yeah, I know him. He used to work over there. That's a good, decent man. He's going to church. And the SIB I know is the one who's a part of the detail of ministers and the prime minister, right? They're security officers. They provide security, like driving the car and thing, for the prime minister. And if we have any dignitaries like ambassadors, that's SIB. But I don't know if SIBs do investigations. CIDs do investigations, but I'm not familiar with SIB. And when they said SIB do an investigation, I didn't say, yay, that's good, because I start questioning, okay, I know them for doing that type of work. But it is what it is, right? Continuing the article inside The Guardian, which is in the front page, and I'm on now A3. Fernandez said investigation must be thorough, fair, and stressed. that every individual is presumed innocent until proven guilty. He said a team from SIB will assist by existing independent inspectorate board. What, I guess existing? Yeah. Okay. Which will act as a supervisory role. The Fernandez said officers, including senior officers, have been transferred throughout the force. And I want to know why, or this transfer is just in general, or they transferred because of this issue. But he said that the transfers are not connected to the allegations against Johnson. I wonder if you, why you have a mass transfer of officers, senior officers, and then mention that it has nothing to do with this issue. You just transfer them for transfer's sake, or just a coincidence. But anyway, but he said the transfers are not connected to the allegations against Johnson, and now it's timely to make the transfers. He noted some officers from CID will also be moved. Okay. Interesting. The Royal Bahamas Police Force is one of the oldest institutions in the country, established in 1840, Fernandez said, noted. It is bigger than any individual or group. I joined this noble organization in 1982, and I have given my life to this organization for 42 years. I will not, I repeat, I will not allow the good work of many outstanding Bahamians in this great institution to be destroyed by the actions of a few. The Facebook user who shared the voice notes, apparently he got, someone shot him or attempted to shoot him or did shoot him inside the United States yesterday. Just coincidence, by the way. But he lives in Liberty City. They shoot at people all the time there. But continuing, the Facebook user who shared the voice notes also released what he claimed is evidence that some police officers are sharing with hitmen the GPS locations of men on bail who are being electronically monitored with ankle bracelets. The Facebook user, whose posts have thousands of views, claimed the hitmen then carry out gangland assassinations of these men on bail. Fernandez said he is aware of the allegations. All of that, what is put out there in the public, will be part of the investigations, he said. We had a running joke on social media, says if you get an ankle bracelet and he's a serious bad man, you won't last long if you get on, go on bail. But that's just a coincidence, I'm sure. I saw what you saw circulating as well. Asked if the cases are overseen by Johnson will be called into question and review. Fernandez said those cases are intact. He is sure, Fernandez says. Those cases are intact. So I'm assuming this... By that, I'm assuming that the armored car issue is also intact, right? There's no scandal there because of this conclusion. All those cases are intact. I want to assure members of the public that all of the matters that are presently before the courts, the integrity of those cases are intact, he said. See? So I wonder why investigate them. They're intact. But that's just me seeing. Anyway, no decision is made by one person. So contrary to what the voice note says, no decision is made by one person. And if that one person is able to affect the decision, that means all of them know. Every last one of them had to know about it. If that person, the alleged person, is able to impact such a case, they all had to know because one person... one person doesn't impact the integrity of any case. No decision is made by one person. We have our DPP, Director of Public Prosecution, office, who continues to work hand in hand with us. They have sight of all of our serious crime matters that went to court. If the evidence is not there, and that's what we're talking about, sometimes the evidence just disappears, they will make a directive. If it is there, then we will proceed. We also have our legal team here as well, headed by Assistant Commissioner Roger Thompson and his team, who also have sight of the files and the Assistant Commissioner of Crime. And mind you, all of these people we call right now works directly with the chief superintendent. That's their colleague. He is at the same rank. They are professionals together. They see each other every day. I want to assure the members of the public that the integrity of those files that are before the courts are intact. Fernandez said he understands that some people have their trust in the force shaken. This is a very serious matter, he said. Not all members of the force are like that. Once we find that you are involved in criminal activities, we deal with you. The record is there to show that we do just that. He said officers are expected to uphold the law and abide by it as well. If you go the other way, then we do what we have to do. Commissioner said, we cut you off. If you choose that path, then we cut you off quickly, as we have been doing. I have a number of phone calls now lying up. I have a number of texts I got to read. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, you're calling from the Family Islands, is 242-300-5720. So let me go to the first caller and let me start scanning the text to see if I'm able to read this. Remember, caller, you can't say nothing salacious, right? Because I have an itchy trigger finger tonight. And then Dwight already warned me. So I have to hang up quick. But go ahead, call him.
Morning, how are you doing, sir?
I am doing well. This is On the Clock with Erin Green. Of course, I'm holding on for her. This is C.A. Nery.
Yeah, C.A., listen. How deep does this rabbit hole go? You understand? Just trust me. A lot of things will start coming out after this. There's a lot of things in this country have been going on with top officials. You understand? And it just been going untouched for too long. And I think that's the real reason why we have so much crime going on in the country, because it comes from the top and goes to the bottom. If people in the Bahamas hearing all the time but this is happening, you know, you can't say too much, you can't call the organization, nothing like that. But over the years, people have heard all these things going on. But it wasn't no concrete evidence that these things are happening, but it's a small country. You understand? People just talk. People hang up, play domino. You know what I mean? Under a tree and talk. Certain things are going on in the neighborhood, happening, so and so, this and that. You know? So, how deep this rabbit hole goes, I think we want to see the end result of this whole thing.
But we do want to see the end result of this whole thing. We want to unravel everything. And the Commissioner of Police said that he's prepared to have a thorough investigation done by SIB.
Well, you know, when you have people in the country, you got judges, lawyers, all these things connected. That's why I say when it comes down to the crux of the matter, a lot of people could be exposed. This whole scenario, right? It's one little scenario. It ain't small, but it can increase and it can make it blow up a whole pile of worms, and the company can't close no more. And they have to clean out all these organizations. We've been doing a bunch of foolishness for the past 20, 30 years without no responsibility, without no repercussion, no nothing. And I'm waiting to see it.
Thank you very much, Colin.
Thank you, sir.
One thing the Commissioner of Police reminded us Bahamians of, that no decision is done by one person. Right? No decision is done by one person. When the decision is made, all of them are aware. All of them are aware and involved. And I'm holding on to that because, let me go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. This is On the Clock with Erin Green. This is C.A. Nery holding on for her today.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nery.
Good morning.
Yeah, we get to talk these type of scenarios by just using archival clips from newspapers over the decades. I love the previous caller, right? And so some things are just indicative of what's going on. While me personally, I wouldn't have a problem with the commissioner dealing with independent law enforcement entities coming in. I mean, really and truly, I mean, I appraise him for that. But what happens is, when the Azario Major shooting happened right here, we saw a police spokesman come in and just dismiss it as normal. The gospel was according to the senior officers who were there, right? And then there was an independent ballistics report. So I'm going on cases that were adjudicated because we know the airwaves go. Let's take a break from home. Boeing, you know about Boeing, right? The airline Boeing. You know that two whistleblowers were killed in the Boeing inquiries. Did you know that, Mr. Neary?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is a few people who was mixed up in these allegedly conversations, they are deceased now. And so it is disheartening to even conceive or believe that Satan law enforcement entities are monetizing corruption. And so the chips fall where they may. But really and truly, Mr. Nui, you can't get the truth because the public is muzzled now. When you have a small country like ours where we fail and we hate to realize the problem we have, then by not acknowledging the problem, you and I and everybody else who sit back and say there's only a few bad apples, we are really a part of the problem because we don't want to be conscious. And I listen to the conversations of most of the people that call. And what I realize is most of them are naive to the streets because, you know, only the street people really know what's going on. When people call and say what they experience on a personal level, it is dismissed. So, you know, when the commissioner says that they are committed, I mean, personally, you know, he was a good friend of somebody I knew, so I mean, I respect his integrity. But what I mean is, with the street people are concerned, they know that you have to really show that. And so when we see how long they took to implement cameras, and then when we go through a history, a chronological history of the police force and what happened with the death of black people in custody, and you could come straight up to 2004 with all the dubious shootings, and then no independent ballistics report, then this was allowed to fester for so long. And we see in other countries where gangs become so strong, they have a foothold. And this is, you know, half of the story is not being told, and I'm not about to say it, but we have to be able to juxtapose and form our own conclusions. But we do have a very, very serious problem of corruption within law enforcement, and not just law enforcement entities, you know. Immigration also, but you can actually trace the money and solve this problem instead of all of this rhetoric, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the guy made a joke on Howard Shore that he bought a Columbia shirt, and his police officer said, but we know who all are living beyond their means. And we saw allegations of these plane landings on these outer islands and certain officers from the Crooked Eye, all these different things, but nothing is never done. Nothing is done, so I mean,
okay.
Who then becomes the problem? You tell me. Bless up.
This text says, CA, shouldn't Commissioner Fernanda remove himself from the investigation because his name was called as well? No, he's the Commissioner of Police. And I listened to the voice note and what it was suggested. There's nothing untoward. So no, I see no. And he's not involved. He already assigned a team, an SIB team, and a team headed by the Commissioner of Crime. I think, what's the Commissioner of Crime name again? Soon will come back to me. And he will be heading up. Let's see what his next text says. Good morning, CA. How gullible are we, really? Do we really that these learned smart people, I guess learned smart people, who's been on the force almost from inception, would be discussing such things in voice notes? Really? I don't think so. So this person is suggesting that this is all fabricated. He's saying that this is more likely AI. The voice that was heard on this can't be real because these are senior police and they know better to do that. So that's a number of behemoths who actually believe that. But let's go to the callers and we'll continue reading the text line also. So text us if you want to do that. The text line is 422-4796. Go ahead, caller. You are on the clock with Aaron Green. And, of course, this is C.A. Neary.
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. I agree with 52. We are playing like we don't know what's going on. You understand? Because the gentleman who they said did the Facebook thing, who person shot at, they said he called the prime minister name and all. So I agree with Mr. Pintard, who made the suggestion first that we should get in Scotland Yard. Now, it's not to say that
this Pintard who was accused of murder. Can you press on hold there, Alan? You see, she called me to pin her name. No, man. Can't talk. He can't talk about this. call COI person or some sort, but not Pinta Hat. Let's go to the next caller. We put her on pause. She can call back. Go ahead, caller. Mention Pinta Hat inside this conversation. Good day. Go ahead. How you doing?
Everything good. I don't want to make contributions still to the show. But I'm going to say, first of all, right, but this little some apart from the show, the accident where they had with the boat capsized and hit around the Andrew's side, what they need to do is they need to put some, lights, whatever, so the boats could see. Like, if they come in a rocky area where, where all the reef is, I could prevent accident. It's almost like a red light, but it's just a straight pole with a light on it, so you know, reef in this area. Don't kill yourself. Now with the wires, they could trace all this. They know GPS. They know AI technology if it's used or not. So there ain't have to be no argument. Everything is Wi-Fi, and everything is location. Every call is passed through. If ain't having any call going through there to him or whatever, ain't no coincidence. Shoot up, right, but you give an old location, people pick up on your location. But this whole mix-up thing, we don't forget the real cause of this. Some money gone missing. I'm finding the money. We broke. I gone.
Money get paid. That's why they're asking for $100,000. So this text says, the security and intelligence branch, that's the SIB, referred to as SIB or the branch. That's the Bahamian equivalent to FBI. So this person is saying the SIB is the equivalent of FBI, Secret Service, and the CIA in the United States. Okay. So responsibility is for sensitive vetting. Vetting is vetting, man. Ain't no sensitive vetting. Vetting is vetting. Intelligence gathering and VIP security. That's what I said. They're a security force. They do security work. Right? FBI do real work. Right? And SIB do security work. That's what I said. I see you trying to compare it to CIA. Right? That's what we have the CID for. Anything happen, you call CID. Let's go, producer, patch that caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me? Caller, on the clock with Aaron Green, can you hear me? Caller Green once, caller Green twice. So, okay, let's go to this text. This text says, do you work for the PLP? You are acting like it was it with this. You're acting like with this anti-Pintad rhetoric. Is this a new day or not? It doesn't seem so. The whistleblower who was shot last night has been calling the commissioner's name as well. The officer now on garden leave and others. You is play fool. Man, I know who that person is who got shot last night. No, I don't know if he criminally minded or if he's a good, decent citizen. But I know our commissioner's a good, decent citizen. So I can't be listening to random people call people names. I had someone the other day who said I was an angel. And I said, you see, blasphemy. I don't listen to foreign thing. So this text goes, said, do you work for the PLP? Or they just rewrite it, I guess. No. Oh, they wrote the same thing about 3, 4, 5 times. Trying to correct it. Okay. Is that another caller there? Or just continue reading the text? Yep, go ahead to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Mr. Neary.
Go ahead. You can start again.
Listen, all I wanted to say is that if you're innocent, you're never scared to call in a scuffling yard on FBI. Those who have something to hide won't want persons like those in. Now, not to say that our officers aren't capable.
That's what you said.
Remember now, we are all family.
I family to everybody.
Listen, you use family the next to everybody. Probably me, I just don't know it yet.
But I know it yet. I still lock you up. Dang, I can lock you up.
That's the job. But however, we all know someone who knows someone along the line. So this is why I see, like, the far away you are from the situation, the better view you would get, and then the less intimidated. Because like you say, the gentleman is higher up in the law enforcement. So I see, like, a lot of officers will be intimidated to test certain situations that him being involved, knowing that he was in charge of so many men at a particular time in his career. So I feel like bringing in a Scotland Yard and FBI would help.
I believe we have professionals here in the Bahamas who are not a part of the police force who could do it. You ever see that auditor general do investigations? He's go detail. I say call him and say with his expertise and have him investigate.
True, but will they call on them?
Well, that's a different topic. Exactly. I just saying that we don't need to call any foreigners to police us. We have competent people in the Bahamas who could do the job, who are not a part of the police force.
Remember, Namison, as Bahamians, a lot of us have a dark view of the police force as is. And for me, I feel like if they bring in outsiders who are doing the investigation,
I have a dark view
and they find
a
gentleman innocent, I tend to believe that, okay, yes, he's actually innocent because outsiders found him innocent. But if insiders find him innocent, I lean towards, hold on, there's a cover-up somewhere along the line. So I would rather be above and beyond rather than me having to come about with my own ideas as to what it is that is going on there.
You understand? That's you just don't trust black people. You have an inferiority complex and you believe in the foreign.
So
let us...
We're all family.
Yes. So let's conclude that we can have a Bahamian do it and we ain't asking no foreigners to do police us. I ain't want no foreigners to police me for nothing.
Yeah, if he find innocent, I just feel like he did a cover-up.
That's
I'm
because
sorry.
You
that's
don't like black
feel.
People. That's what it is. I just conclude that. But I have a number of callers. I appreciate it. Let's read this, right? It's a good... are you going to break? Okay, let me read this text here, right? Caller, stay on the line. Say, good morning. Will there be any criminal charges against Johnson and BJ? Who is this BJ you talking about, Texter? Or will they put Johnson on early retirement following the investigation? I don't trust the commissioner and the police to oversee this investigation. Fish stinks from the head. In this case, the head, MJ, stinks, so this means the entire fish tank could stink. I am reminded, CA, of a post where you mentioned the appearance of conflict from the police commissioner accepting an award and seemingly too close to persons in issuing the award. Oh, what a web we weave. Yeah, I don't believe our commission is supposed to be accepting some awards anyway. But anyway, we've got to take a break. This is On the Clock with Aaron Green. We read one particular story and we have a number of texts and callers who we're entertaining today. We will be right back.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Current Cut Productions presents Papa Joe's Cafe. Watch Joe, the cafe owner, grapple with the grief and chaos of daily life. Surrounded by nosy cooks, a mouthy waitress, and a parade of lively characters. With themes of political satire, romance, and betrayal, this is a story you won't want to miss. Join us for an unforgettable stage play at the Performing Arts Center at UB on July 12th and 13th.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to 1 o'clock with Aaron Green. Of course, this is CA Nureen. I'm holding on. I see the lines are still full. Let me go through these lines there. I see everybody's up in arms about this person who got shot inside the States. They're trying to connect it to what's happening inside the Bahamas. And I say, it's a coincidence, man. It's a coincidence. But go ahead. Go ahead, Corley. Can you hear me? Call a girl twice. And it's gone. Let's read this text here. I'm going to hang up this line so people can call, right? Says, when that young man got shot, not only did it disturb my spirit, it struck my heart. I don't know him. I did not agree with the way he swore so much. I don't like his past, nor do I know him. However, his situation felt like mine. As a young man, what they did to him, they did to me. That is what my heart and spirit felt. That is a message what was sent to me. We are in a time where all men have no principles and decency about themselves, not to mention the ones brought up under their wings. Even worse off a mutation of society. AI can barely imitate American, British, Australian accents with sense. Our tongue is something special, and we all know it when we hear it. I'm so disappointed his blew my heart. Okay. Anyway, we go to the caller again. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Nori. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Awesome. Great, great. And good morning to the nation. Mr. Nori, why do humans hate themselves so much?
I don't know.
I mean, because when you consider them asking for a foreigner to come in and, you know, investigate us, our police force, these are the same foreigners who put us on a blacklist every year. These are the same foreigners who come us up with all kinds of scams to try to make the Bahamas look bad. They come here and they go missing. They come here and they... I mean, the list goes on with the things what they do because they don't like the humans. They envy us because of the blessing that God has put upon us and everything. And these are the same people who don't like us that we want to go and get to bring here to investigate us. I mean, what bunch of nonsense is that? I mean, come on, Bahamians. We have to wake up. They don't like us. Why would we go and get them to come and investigate us when you know what the outcome is going to be? Come on, man. We got to get real. We got to start to love ourselves more. We have to understand who we are in this world and where God has placed us. You understand? They will never like us because of how much God cares for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right. And that should be the last caller for the day. Let me quickly read these texts here. So the reality is we have no virtual audio specialists or licensed professionals that can decipher, identify persons via voice identification technology. We barely have proper technology for forensic technology. This case needs proper investigation done by proper professionals to bring real hard evidence proving the facts of those voice notes. And perhaps that's what the commissioner said, that he's going to have American and British people helping us with that. Perhaps he's going to send this voice note and we'll use their advanced technology. CA, who have beef with Sylvanus, a Haitian Bahamian who loves the Bahamas so much he risked his life to tell us the truths. Was it the Johnson guy from CDU who involved in The Devil's a Liar, right? I don't like want you slander the innocent police officer just through accusations, just to prove a point. No, that's no need for that. And I apologize for reading that. That was no need for. There have been a number of famous stars who had AI used to combine the image with less than desirable content. Do you know the first thing those famous stars did? They released a statement to say, that ain't me. Making a statement don't mean it ain't them. But at a minimum, they made an attempt to protect that they claim is a clean, good name. And I'm sure that the police officer involved would do the same, but he's now on leave. And a part of that garden leave, he says, he can't talk with nothing, right? Final and highest court is in the UK, so why not an international investigation? Because our constitution says our final court is in the UK, but our laws say our police is the Bahamas. See, there you go. Mr. Nori, I'm a citizen of the Bahamas who has the confidence to say that we have capable senior officers on a police force who would investigate this matter with fair and credible decisions on one was just given added responsibility on the line of duty. My thing is, the commissioner already indicated that one person can't make a decision, right? All of the decision has to be made by a series of police officers in different ranks. I am uneasy to know that the persons who may be investigating may be one of those people who involve. So I can't trust none of them. That's my point. They might be good men. But as I know that one person can make a decision, and the voice note suggested that this chief superintendent was making a decision, that means other people had to be involved if it is true. And that $100,000 what he did ask for, if it is true, had to be shared between different type of people. So I'm uncomfortable with not knowing which one of the police force people them had to be involved. So no, it needs to be an independent interrogation. And I believe that we have Bahamian professionals who can interrogate this and then say, yes, it is true or no, it's not true? And I said before, we have people in the banks. We have people in insurance who do investigations. We have private security firms who do investigations who have no association with the police force, right? So why this text says, why these people does act like the FBI or the CIA or Scotland Yard are clean, entire. They really don't know how much dirt do you see. And these people, you know, they really throw, what do they call that in English, in grammar, in English? When you can't produce one way, you just throw the whole bathwater away, the whole baby with the bathwater. Say, you know, they ain't good. So they can't investigate us, but that's not what we're saying. Anyway, we have come to the end of our show. It'll be Uncle Sarah will be joining me on Garden Radio AM on the next hour. We have a provocative show again. This has been On the Clock with Erin Green. My name is C.A. Nuri. I was babysitting her spot for the hour. That hour flew by quickly. Hopefully her guest shows up on another show for her. And have a wonderful day.